Welcome to IET Evolve Everyday Earthing and Energy Wisdom. Today is Wednesday, December 17th, 2025. I am Susan Manowich. 1 week left till Christmas, and we have solstice that is on Sunday. Solstice, the lead up to it, I shared this the other day, can really be a time that we want to be a little bit more quiet, a little bit more introspective, and with all of the different activity that's going on in terms of what usually happens before Christmas, parties, gatherings, shoppings, preparing a house, preparing food, whatever you may be doing, sometimes can feel like it's just this added energy on, and sometimes, you know, there's this need to just be a little bit more quiet. So let's talk about what is happening and going on right now, because there's a lot, I would say, in terms of what is being felt and what we see going on in the world around us. So one of the things that I see is these predictions continue to run amok. In the last 7 to 10 days, in terms of space weather predictions, it does seem like we have faster connectivity between the sun and the earth than what science is able to keep up with. That's one of the things that I'm seeing. And, you know, it's just face validity. It seems like there's just a lot of confusion that is out there between these predictions and what's actually going on. Those predictions are helpful on some level. However, when you have an energy that's actually moving dynamically and we're not able to keep up with that, then that can be a real issue. So that's one of the reasons that we try to do this here, to make sense of what we're feeling versus some of the information that's out there. And we're seeing more events right now, and I'm sure this has hit your news cycle, that are not so nice. And when we see this disconnection of human beings doing some pretty awful things right now, one has to ask, well, does the energy have something to do with it? And I think it does. And I'll talk about what I see going on energetically right now. And yes, it can also produce some really beautiful things right now. And we'll talk about that when I get more into the energy summary here. Well, the sun had a significant eruption on the far side, which did produce a CME. It wasn't Earth-directed, yet the sunspot region could be an active player when it faces Earth soon, so it's one of the reasons that I bring it up today. We'll see. Solar wind highs and moderates that we've had in these last 24 to 36 hours, and there's been quite a bit of plasma density variability. I think that's one of the things that is causing our Schumann resonance to be the way it is, and I'll talk about that shortly. Low solar flare activity overall. The sun just spit out a couple of C-class flares, and the geomagnetic field is showing that it is unsettled right now. It's basically quiet to unsettled. And a coronal hole is in position for tomorrow, set to influence Earth. It may reach G1 storming and bringing up to KP5. So who knows, that may come tonight based on the way that things are going. And please forgive me, yesterday there was no report. That wasn't my intention. I was running really hard with these conferences that I've had. I've had to attend two conferences, and one speaking at, and the other one having a bit of a quieter role, but nonetheless quite busy. So I've been running hard right now and could not get to that. Solar flares. Well, 4 C-class flares. The highest was a C1.9, and it occurred at 1351 UTC yesterday. It's from an unnumbered region, and it is the lead flare producer, that unnumbered region, just popping out some of those C-class flares. Sunspot regions, 5 active regions. They are either alpha or beta right now. And there's just one that's beta showing growth. That's 4310. And the rest were either stable or decaying. And there's a new region, 4311. It's just not classified yet. Solar wind, 700 kilometers per second in the earlier part of yesterday. Then it dropped about 500 kilometers per second. We did see the interplanetary magnetic field was steady. The BZ went northward, it went southward, but the stronger swings were southward, letting in some of that energy. We're currently at 633 kilometers per second, and the BZ is currently southward. So lots of shifting with this solar wind, up, down, and the BZ has been up and down, and the plasma density has been sporadic. When I do the Schumann, it will make more sense. The KP in the last 24 hours was 2 to 3, and that's basically unsettled to mildly active. And right now we're a hair over KP2. So basically, yeah, you can get out of bed in the morning. You just might not have a ton of vim and vigor, as they say. Potential forecast, X class is just at 1%. M class is at 15%. And we can expect quiet to active conditions today, pretty much like what we saw yesterday. However, like I said, tomorrow we could get stronger level activity. Schumann, well, we're seeing a coupling with the geomagnetic activity in the ionosphere with these intermittent spikes of activity. It really makes sense for what we're seeing with the plasma density and these solar wind variations and what they're doing right now, along with this BZ variations. So here, if you're feeling head pressure, spacey, wired and tired, feeling some heart rate variability, feeling sensitive, and if you are someone who's sensitive, you're probably feeling this right now. You could have some heightened mental noise going on in the background, some emotional resurfacing or surfacing coming up, and difficulty focusing. And if you are reacting to something in the field that's going on around you or something that someone's doing, it may fatigue you rather quickly once you're reacting to it. So it's kind of like, hey, I feel like I need to say this to this person. And then it's like, oh, wait, no, that's just too much work. We're not going to do that right now. So that's how that could manifest. And so it's because of this geomagnetic variability. And you may feel a need for inner reorganization. So you can feel busy internally and just not so expansive right now. So a lot going on in the inner world. It's like if your inner world was a book, those pages are turning rapidly right now, and you can't really get on a page and see clearly what is on one page to actually read it clearly or to even see what the whole title of the book is right now. So it's okay if you're feeling that. I don't want to use the word disturbance, but I would just call it this inner reorganization. This is just what the energy is right now. And it may feel like you are alone, but you're not alone. All right, a summary of all of this. Well, when inner worlds meet others' outer worlds, there can be a clash. It may make communication difficult as well as understanding one another right now. And sometimes this leaves us with communicating what's most important and not necessarily anything else that's in between. So lots of nuance that's lost here, lots of detail that's lost here. This is just the way that the energy is in these last really 24 to 36 hours. And with this low solar flare activity, you know, there's not a lot of juice that's coming up right now. We see this background variability. So there's just a lot going on in our internal backgrounds right now. All right, here's my wisdom drop. Well, take it easy. We have a lead up to winter solstice on Sunday. If you can take it easy, this background variability is still here right now. There's a reshuffle that is going on inside of us. And I liken it to this boat carrying us. Just allow it. So today feels like a good day to allow, but to also make sure that we're balancing our body through simple brain balance exercises that can really help to bring some clarity to what feels like something that's not so clear. You are designed to be attuned to the earth and cosmos. Thank you. I will see you tomorrow.